As U.S. forces look for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they're also still contending with the remnants of armed resistance. Since the war ended, the Euphrates River town of Fallujah has emerged as a hotbed of anti-American sentiment. Iraqi gunmen there have repeatedly clashed with U.S. troops. The latest firefight early yesterday left two Americans and two Iraqis dead. NPR's Nick Spicer traveled to Fallujah today, and he filed this report.
This Fallujah citizen has had enough. He is being escorted to the gate of City Hall, past the barbed wire and the American tank. He yells that he's come every day for a week for news of his missing brother, to no avail. While the man has come to City Hall, he's really angry with the United States. Tahi Bedawi Hamid, the U.S.-approved mayor of Fallujah, says nothing can be done without the American troops.
You must not listen to the people in the streets of Fallujah who say the Americans must leave. They don't know what's good for them. We can't even protect our own buildings. We need them.
But as U.S. tanks roll down the main street on patrol, many citizens express their disagreement with that view. For some, the problem is religious and cultural. Fallujah is known as the city of mosques. Its residents are mostly Sunni Muslims and deeply conservative. Jassim Jami Salah, a local merchant, says the men of Fallujah don't want their women being frisked by U.S. troops.
The Americans tried to change the Muslim ways. They tried to interfere with our affairs. Anyway, America did not come here to change a government, but for oil.
At a nearby intersection, Fallujah residents tick off other complaints about the U.S. occupation. A former soldier says it was a mistake for the U.S. Civil Administration to dissolve the Iraqi army. He predicts that putting some 400,000 trained military personnel out of work will swell the ranks of the angry and violent here. Another man thinks things were simply better for people here under Saddam Hussein and the single-party rule of the now illegal Ba'ath Party. For many Iraqis, the party was one of the main instruments of repression under Saddam, but teacher Hassan Mijbassali disagrees.
All the country was covered with the Ba'ath Party members. Everybody was free to enjoy the Ba'ath Party or to refuse membership. It was a good thing. The fact that the Americans say it can no longer exist is a form of terrorism.
The man's words make more sense when you consider that lots of Fallujah natives ended up as high-ranking, privileged Ba'ath Party members in Baghdad. The town was favored in other ways by Saddam Hussein. He built chemical factories nearby. He also cultivated ties with the local religious leaders. And Saddam recruited large numbers of Fallujah residents into the elite Republican Guard. Today, U.S. officials summoned local tribal leaders, along with the town's mayor, to seek help in ending the repeated outbreaks of violence here. One of the local leaders suggested that the real problem is not religion or nostalgia for Saddam Hussein. Talib Husnawi said the sources of anger here are the lack of security, basic services, and jobs. Husnawi said he would do his best to calm the locals, but that might not be enough.
Yes, there will be more attacks. We can't control the people. We try to say things will improve. We meet with the Americans and they make promises, saying there will be a new state here that will be a model in the Middle East. But I think right now we are the worst of the countries in the region.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Fallujah.